Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Here we go. You are just in time as we get underway with the fourth and final hour, the Bobby Mack Show, here on the Monday edition. But it's remarkably similar to the previous 3 hours in one respect. Let's do that. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingles Advantage talk line. It's 800-347-1063. If you prefer to send me a text message, just use the CSRP, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number. That is 71307. And my email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. In on the text line, now, Bob, about the story from Dubai, fat girls drink cheaper. Can you say fat girls? I don't know. That might be body shaming. I'm not sure. Bob, well, the heavier you are, the more alcohol you can handle. There you go. What else do I have to catch up with here? Bobby, do you have to, do you have to be a billionaire to run for president in order to be able to legally fight off all the constant and treasonous attacks from the left? Seriously. Yeah, just about. And a hide thicker than a water buffalo. There's a story about the turkey. And I got a bunch of them going back here that I need to catch up with. Bobby. Correction from earlier. Shifty Schiff's sister, Melissa, was married to George Soros' son, Robert. Okay, yeah. Well, and they certainly have an ideological connection. Now, Bobby, in the beginning, there was George Soros, and all was bad, as the devil wanted. After a while, the devil got bored and made Hillary to be a partner for Soros. All liberals are descendants of them. Okay, well, we traced it back. Bobby, when does the president go after these clowns for malicious prosecution? By the way, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Thank you for that. They're not in a court. This is a congressional hearing at this point. Bobby, what do you think of what do you think of right-wing fascism? I think it's not nearly as violent as a left-wing. Fascism is, in fact, a description of the left. They constantly pervert it. Fascism, you want to read about it. There's a great book. Jenna Goldberg wrote a book entitled The Fascism of the Left. So here we go. Here we are. They're getting underway now with week number two of the trumped-up Star Chamber Kangaroo Court. Liz Peek, writing at Fox News today, Adam Schiff has made a complete hash of the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. The decision by the California Democrat and House Intelligence Committee chairman to conduct the first series of interviews behind closed doors allowed Republicans to appropriately brand the enterprise as unfair and clandestine. His next step, orchestrating a steady stream of leaks and disclosures timed and edited for maximum impact, all but guaranteed that last week's subsequent live hearings would be anticlimactic. Schiff essentially stole his own thunder. In addition, he's not been straightforward about his dealings with a whistleblower who initially was pivotal to charges against the president, but now Schiff deems him as inconsequential. It's common knowledge that the initial complaint was launched by a Democrat with ties to President Trump's adversaries. That revelation has sucked even more legitimacy from the investigation. As a result of these missteps, the public is wary of what has emerged as an obviously partisan attack on a duly elected president. And worse, they are also already bored. And we're not even in the home stretch. If Americans turn against the impeachment effort, they will punish Democrats for not attending to other more important priorities. Let's face it, impeaching the president will not make our roads better or lower the costs we pay for drugs. Adding to the public's boredom is that the resolution of the impeachment is a foregone conclusion. It's like Agatha Christie recalling whodunit in Chapter 1. The story's punch is gone. We know Democrats will press forward with their tiresome questioning and posturing, hoping to convince the nation that the hearings are something bigger and nobler than a political stunt. They will vote to impeach. That's always been a foregone conclusion. The carnival will then move to the Senate, which will ultimately hold a trial and find the president not guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Democrats know this. They know there's no real purpose to their impeachment thrust but to undermine Trump before the 2020 campaign. This is a risky way to go about trying to win an election. If Americans turn against the impeachment effort, they will punish Democrats for not attending to their other, more important priorities. Also, a partisan investigation will energize Trump supporters and drive turnout among Republicans. Even the Trump-hating New York Times struggled to find much meaning in the hearings. In their coverage of the first day, reporter Peter Baker was reduced to glorifying star witness and diplomat William Taylor's appearance, the image, at least, of a wise fatherly figure with a chiseled face and reassuring gray hair whose deep baritone voice was reminiscent of Walter Cronkite. I mean, really, channeling Gregory Peck apparently enhances Taylor's credibility? The liberal media did hyperventilate over Taylor's new revelation that someone on his staff asked Ambassador Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine. Sondland, according to the aide, according to Taylor, said the president cares more about the investigations of Biden. In other words, third-hand hearsay. Meantime, Democrat candidates slugging it out in Iowa and New Hampshire are rarely asked about impeachment. Instead, voters are asking him about health care and other issues. Campaigners are struggling to explain how they are rewarding voters for giving their party the majority in the House. Some of these candidates will soon view the impeachment drive as an even bigger threat. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, Michael Bennett, and Cory Booker, all of whom are 2020 candidates, will have to participate in an eventual Senate trial. That means they'll have to sit in the Senate day after day while rivals like creepy Uncle Joe Biden and Mayor Pete Beetlejuice run circles around him on the campaign trail. It's almost inconceivable that Democrats have allowed Adam Schiff to play ringmaster for this circus. As a major author of the Russia collusion narrative, Schiff was already reviled on the right. As he leads his own party down the impeachment rabbit hole, Schiff may also come under fire from Democrats as well, and especially from those senators trying to win primaries. By the way, let's not forget the damage Schiff has done to the frontrunner, Joe Biden. After all, the one critical part of the Ukraine story that is regurgitated with each telling is that Biden's son, Hunter, monetized his father's unique status as VP, not only in Kiev, but also in China. That has soiled the former VP's candidacy. The hearings are not over, but it's hard to see how impeachment will prove a winner for Democrats. Nancy Pelosi should have stuck to her guns and never let this process move forward, especially with Adam Schiff at the helm. Well, too late now, Nancy. You listen to the pressure from AOC, and George Soros and the rest of them. Oh, yeah, must be impeached, must be impeached. Be careful what you ask for, Nancy. Quarter after six here on the Bobby Mac Show. As if things are not bad enough with the impeachment falling apart, now the left is turning on their former saintly president, Barack Hussein Obama. They're attacking him now. That's next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, this is just fan-freaking-tastic.
My sentiments exactly. 6:22 here on the Bobby Mac Show, the Monday Can't Trust That Day edition. Who would have thunk it? We have reached the point where even Obama is not far left enough for the far left crazies. It's true. Former President Obama facing a new wave of criticism from the Democrat Party's left flank. What, that assumes they have a center flank and a right flank? After cautioning Democrats about going too radical with their policy proposals in the latest sign of a growing rift between the popular 44th president and the party's activist base, Obama on Friday warned 2020 Democrat presidential hopefuls, pay attention to what voters actually think, claiming at a gathering of Democrat donors that most of them don't want to tear down the system and that many Democrats just don't want to see crazy stuff. Members of his party, of course, soon turned on him using the hashtag too far left. I'm too far left because I want kids to be safe in school. I'm too far left because I want people to live in dignity. I'm too far left because I seek justice and equality. I'm too far left because I think health care and housing are human rights, tweeted former Hillary advisor Peter Daou, who started the hashtag. He clarified Sunday evening that the slogan isn't primarily about Obama, for me, though he was the catalyst for the tag. Well, it quickly went viral, as most things do these days, used by other liberal Dems, such as Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar. She's not too far left. She's pretty much mainstream Democrat, right? Celebrities weighed in as well. Former Two and a Half Men star John Cryer claimed a far-left position is necessary to counter an existential threat to humanity. And what would that threat be? Oh, that's right, Trump. I am too far left because I believe that we cannot let greed cause the collapse of the ecosystem that supports all human life on Earth. Oh, God, here we go again. Why don't you take a look, Cryer, at what NOAA has been doing with the temperature numbers? Lowering the temperature numbers for decades past and raising them for years after 2000 to make it appear climate change. Yeah, right. This is not the first time Obama has taken a stance against the leftward drift of the party. Leftward drift? They are hard a port. Or been on the receiving end of criticism for allegedly being too moderate. During a discussion at the Obama Foundation Summit at the Illinois Institute of Technology in October, Obama explained, the world is more complicated than people realize. But, of course, see, you have to be as smart as Obama to understand that. You have to be a smart enough guy like Obama to understand that a Navy medical corpsman, C-O-R-P-S-M-A-N, is actually pronounced corpseman. Or you have to be a smart enough guy like Obama to know that we have 57 states that he visited with several more to go. Or you have to be smart enough like Obama to know that when you are visiting in Austria, it's necessary to apologize for not being able to speak the Austrian language. Although people in Austria speak German. But setting all that aside, you have to be as smart as Obama so you to understand that the world is a complicated place. And people have to be politically active to be practical if they want to be effective. The idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff, you should get over that quickly. No wonder they now don't like this guy. Several Democrat presidential candidates taking veiled shots at Obama. Jello shots, I wonder, is that what they were taking? Could be. Taking veiled shots at Obama's administration while targeting his former VP. That would be creepy Uncle Joe Biden, the hair sniffer, especially regarding health care and immigration. Now then, since we're talking about people who are woke, I think we could all agree. Let's see a show of hands. How many people think that one of the Justice Brothers, Reverend Al Sharpton, you remember Reverend Al, resist we much? You think Reverend Al is woke? Yeah, I would think so. He is, after all, the million-dollar minister. Reverend Al Sharpton raked in $1,046,948 last year from his own charity. Do these guys have a great gig or what? This, according to National Action Network's latest tax filing obtained by the New York Post. Sharpton received a salary of $324,000. In addition to a $159,596 bonus and $563,352 in other compensation, the Harlem-based nonprofit, which Sharpton controls as president and CEO, said the extra cash was to make up for the years between 2004 and 17 when he didn't get his full pay. Boy, what a sacrifice. The sharp-dressing, silver-tongued preacher defended the windfall before taking the stage for his weekly rally at House of Justice in Harlem, an event where attendees throw cash in the collection bucket at the reverend's behest. 15 years, you're talking about since 2004 when I came back after running for president. For anybody else, it'd be laughable. It's a six-day-a-week job and several hours a day, and when the compensation firm compared it to other companies, other nonprofits, that's the salary that they would get. Yeah. Nice work, Al. $1 million plus from his own nonprofit, don't you know? 6:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. When we come back on the other side, little Annie ready to go in the news center. When I'm back on the other side, today's edition of Boneheads in the News, including the latest edition of Getting Popeyed. That's next. Welcome back. 6:36 here on the Bobby Mac Show, 24 before 7 in on the text line. Bob, Al Sharpton, spelled wrong, stood against cocaine, spelled wrong, trade, and risked tremendous death, in caps, tremendous death threats to do what he did. That's how Al Sharpton got his start. No, the way Al Sharpton got his start was with Tawana Brawley and an accusation of racism and a whole made-up story that was all BS, and that's how he got his start. Bobby, I think Obama's really saying campaign in the center, govern on the left. Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying. Bobby, progressives are the radicals. There are old-school Dems whom we just disagree with. The radical progressives are terrorists. Certainly are. Like, well, look at the people in the front lines, Antifa and all the rest, wearing masks. Bobby, Democrats are disagreeing with Obama. Don't they know that automatically makes them all racists? Gotcha. Yeah, this is a good idea. Bobby, maybe we need to start a GoFundMe account and collect reward money for information leading to the conviction of the horse murderers. Not a bad idea from Dan H. Texter says, we Republicans lose our credibility when we attack Hillary. We disagree with her politics, of course, but at least she's American. Don't lose credibility. Trump needs our help. Hillary Clinton should be in prison for violation of a number of security provisions that she violated. Bobby, so far in the public hearings, every single impeachment witness has stated outright that Trump committed no crime. If the Democrats get to the end and none of the witnesses claim that the president committed a crime, will they still vote to impeach? Yeah. Yeah, they will. This is another Hillary Levin texter. Same one. Bobby, Hillary isn't criminal like the rest of that extorting trash. She had her presidency stolen by Obama. So that forgives all, right? Hey, Bobby, I shot my first turkey last week. I scared the you-know-what out of everybody in the frozen food section, but it sure was fun. And finally, Bobby, not surprised about your drinking story in today's Amazing True Facts. We all know fat bottom girls make the rockin' world go round. Oh. Well, all righty then. Okay, here we go. Time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes. You know, I made the suggestion last week that being Popeyed should now be added to the language, you know, where you go for the chicken sandwich and you get beaten up in line or whatever happens. Well, a Popeyes customer in Wisconsin received an unexpected side of mayhem when a wild brawl broke out between employees moments after he walked into the Milwaukee location of the chicken-centric chain. And we just happen to have part of the report from Fox News 6 in Milwaukee, beginning with the brawl itself.
It was just out of control. You know, that was the first thing that went through my head. Like, this is out of control.
A quick trip to Popeyes turned into anything but for Richard Forte Wednesday night. Avoiding the drive-thru line at 76th and Good Hope, Forte went inside.
I said to myself, I said, wow, it's a lot of people working here.
A lot of people soon turned into a lot of chaos.
I heard one of them yell, it's a fight.
And they're coming over the counter.
They ran to the back by the grills. Okay, now it was a fight back there. I didn't get that one on tape.
Forte says tensions were just beginning to mount.
Then two guys started fighting again.
Feeling the hostility.
Something is about to go down.
Forte grabbed his cell phone and started recording. A violent fight breaks out. Chairs go flying with several employees throwing punches.
Hey, break that up.
Forte is heard on the video telling them to break it up. Soon, the situation cools off, Forte leaving empty-handed.
Honestly, I wasn't even going to get the chicken sandwich, you know?
Popeye's franchise owner John Broderson said in a statement to Fox 6, "This was an unfortunate, isolated incident, which we take very seriously."
Yeah.
The dining room was closed immediately after the altercation at 9:30 p.m. As a result of this, 7 employees were terminated from the company, including the manager on duty.
Okay. Ay, ay, ay. It's now a part of the lexicon. Hey, man, what happened to you? Oh, I got Popeye. Holy cow. It's never ending. Well, this is something you don't see every day. San Marcos, Texas. Food truck. People go up to get a bite to eat. When suddenly... The truck caught fire and exploded.
Oh! Whoa.
Wow. Soon as the people walked up to the window of the food truck to check it out, a second food truck exploded into a fireball. Fortunately, believe it or not, nobody was hurt in the process. We had to go all the way to another continent, as we always do in our never-ending quest to find our bonehead stories. This is from South Africa. It's more funny than it is boneheaded, actually. It's certainly better than being Popeye'd. A guy had his friend filming as they were going through the drive-in, but he ordered in a somewhat unique way.
Can you take your order, please?
Can I please get two McFlurries? That will be all. Thank you.
Anything else, sir?
I'm all good. Thank you.
We drive through to the window.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Bye.
Well, at least it was an entertaining day at the drive-through window. While we're on the topic of food, Chuck E. Cheese is rolling out some big changes at all of their locations. Say bye-bye to their animatronic bands that made them famous in the first place. They'll be replacing their tokens and robot performers for an all-you-can-play model and light-up dance floor. Here's some of the audio of the band pumping up a kid's birthday party here. So the animatronic bands will be a thing of the past, and Chuck E. Cheese will now be going back to concentrating on what they do best, making totally inedible pizza. You know, I was just thinking about the Popeye story. It's really not all bad. You know, when you stop and think about it, finally, you've got a reasonable price for dinner and an MMA show. Just, I want to make sure you're not in the front row of that bad boy. Okay, there you go. There is the Monday edition of
Boneheads in the News.
7:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Nothing like dinner and a show. Welcome back. 6:49 now. It's 11 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. The closing minutes of the Monday, Can't Trust That Day edition in on my text line. Bobby, there's something going on around downtown, around Main Street. Whole bunch of fire trucks and ambulances just went by. That's disturbing. I wonder, is there a Popeyes on Main Street downtown? Also in on the, on the text line. Bobby, about the fight at Popeyes, the guy said everything, except he should have added, I said, don't look, Ethel, but it was too late. Bob, you know, a brave old school ad man would come up with a Popeyes commercial with the tagline, chicken good enough to kill and die for. Or what was it you suggested, Moneypenny, for Popeyes' new slogan?
Chicken so good you'd fight for it.
There you go. Yep. Yep. It'll make you hit your mama. Slap your mama. That's it. Slap your mama. Bobby, the impeachment clown show is for one reason only, to affect the 20% of independents by constant repetition of all their lies, hoping to sway 10% of them. The 10% that never watches Fox News or listens to talk radio. That's their target group, the ignorant. Bobby, another shooting in California. Didn't they ban guns already? I thought that was supposed to solve that problem. Sarcasm. What else do I have? Have I caught up yet? Bobby, Adam Schiff doesn't have a sister. That's an internet rumor. That's what I had read also. He said he doesn't have a sister, but, you know, can you really trust anything that comes out of this guy's mouth? Makes you wonder. Yeah, Bob sounds like the voice guy on the new WORD Anderson Frequency promo says, includes all your favorite tacos instead of talk hosts. Yeah, I know. We've joked about that. Somebody texted earlier, Bobby, you are my favorite taco. And somebody else sent a text and said, Bobby, I'm not in Anderson. Where can I get my tacos? Meantime, at the movie theaters, Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager's film No Safe Spaces, praised by audiences, of course, the lefty elitists in the critic category, were not enthusiastic about the documentary that explores the ongoing threat to free speech. As of this morning, review aggregator Rotten Tomatoes indicated only 45% of critics praised No Safe Spaces, compared to a whopping 99% of paying customers who celebrated the film. The documentary, which the producers are calling a wake-up call to the American people, focuses on free speech being trampled on to satisfy political agendas. You know, you can say anything you want to on a college campus as long as it's radical left. Critics have described the film as a conservative, free speech circle smirk, long-winded, obnoxious, and paranoid whining. So I guess this proves even paranoids have real enemies, right? And we know where they are. However, verified audience members who aren't paid to write reviews love it. Quote, refreshing to see a pro-American movie brings the essence of what America was once about, freedom and equality, which is now disappearing rapidly. One member of the audience wrote, another added, it told exactly what is happening right now in our country. No Safe Spaces features commentary from a variety of Hollywood actors, scholars, academics, political figures, and media members across the political spectrum, including Van Jones, Alan Dershowitz, Jordan Peterson, Dave Rubin, Cornel West, and Tim Allen. Donald Trump Jr. praised the film, too. He even suggested that Adam Carolla and Prager could fix ongoing issues in California. So, movie, apparently, where it's being shown is doing very, very well. And before I go this evening, there you go. Okay. You were listening earlier, you know what that means. Tomorrow on the show, special guest Laura Trump will be joining me. I'm actually taping the interview with Mrs. Trump in the morning, and then we'll play it back during the show tomorrow afternoon. So that should be fun. Okay. See you tomorrow. Have a great evening. Stay warm. God bless. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. It's 55, not 56. So anyway, tomorrow on the show, as I said, we'll have Laura Trump as my special guest. And I'm trying to remember if we have anybody else scheduled for tomorrow, not that I needed to alert you to. And if I do, it slips my mind. Anything else? Nope, that's about it. So we'll wrap things up for today. Again, thanks very much for being along. Tara, of course, will get things kicked off tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6. And then El Rushbo at noon, Vincent. Now, I think Vince is on vacation. Not sure who's filling in for him. And then I'll be back with you tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock with, as I said, special guest Laura Trump. Have yourself a great evening. Monday Night Football has the Chiefs and the Chargers in Mexico. And, of course, next we go to the underground command post for the great Mark Levin. See you tomorrow. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye. What? And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Till our next show.
All right, begin.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.